Hey everybody, it's Eric Henderson coming at you with another little vittle from Three Course Comedy. Myself and Adrian Mesa had the pleasure to sit down with comedic heavyweight Brett Ernst recently to have a little food interview. You might recognize Brett from his Comedy Central Presents special, possibly seen him on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, or maybe Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show. Or maybe you just know him from being just a wonderful guy, all-around upright dude. We did record this show in the green room of a live show that was in progress, so I just want to let everybody know there's a little bit of background noise, things of that nature. And also, with that being the case, we had a couple of special guests drop by to chime in their 2 cents. Those guests, I don't know if they got proper introductions, so I did just want to make sure that everybody knows those familiar voices that you're hearing in the background are the one Phil Polisaw and the marvelous Vic Alejandro. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode as much as we did recording it. And don't forget to check out threecoursecomedy.com for your regular three-course comedy needs. Enjoy.
All right, here we are in the Comedy Works green room. We have a very special guest on our podcast here, Three Course Comedy, Brett Ernst, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All the people in the world. Brett Ernst, buddy of mine. I've known him, started out doing comedy in Florida.
Yeah, we started. We're there. We've been together for over 16 years.
That's right. We were in a comedy group called Hunks of Meat.
Which became Comedy Salad.
Comedy Salad. So we went from meat.
Well, because the guy named it Hunks of Meat. And we were like, dude, that's the fucking worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And we made him change it to Comedy Salad. But Hunks of Meat Comedy Salad is along the food lines.
It is perfect right. For this podcast, for this food interview.
You want to go see the Hunks of Meat tonight?
He was the worst. He thought it was fucking brilliant. He's like, I got the name.
We got it. Put it in lights.
Oh, you dude, know, it was
get
so bad.
T-shirts were made yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Maybe in 1998, when that troupe was, it was not cool. But I think it would hit so perfectly right now.
Yeah,
Hunks of Meat.
Like hipsters would like it.
Oh, that's such yeah. Oh, that would just fill out a
they
hipster
would love it.
Room. That would place would be packed with 27 people.
all with that's notebooks. That's a hipster sellout, 27.
All with notebooks ready to go.
So Hunks of Meat, Comedy Salad, Brett Ernst, you did the Wild West tour, of course. That's the Vince Vaughn Wild West tour. So you did comedy in a theater.
Mm-hmm. So but proud. It was, you know, we were like D12 Eminem's man. I was performing in front of a theater, but they weren't really there to see me, even though they were there to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of the show, but, you know, they were all there to see Vince.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's still pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Huge theaters.
You know, 3,000 theaters. We did the Celebrity Theater in Arizona, which was fucking... That was like the one where I think Louis did a special there.
But with the circular stage, like the 360.
Yeah, and that was pretty dope, and that was pretty much sold out.
Yeah, that'd be did you perform on that stage? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it was cool, man. But when you're performing in front of the like bigger crowds, like 3,000, you just really have to bark your material out, you know?
Right.
You can't really...
I've seen parts of that Louis special where he's on that, and he's just sort of like pacing around the whole thing, like it's got to be. That's got to be a lot different, you know.
I mean, you know, I prefer to do comedy. I mean, the money in the theater is not that I have a choice.
Right.
It's not like I could fucking sell a theater out, but you know, the intimacy at comedy clubs. It's a totally different beast when you're doing stand up in front of large crowds.
Sure.
There was a show in at the Hard Rock years ago called Beecher's Madhouse, and they used to have over 2,000 people there, and it was like a variety show. They actually have it now in Hollywood. It's at the Roosevelt Hotel, but they don't have comedy there. But it's like a variety act, like a weird variety act. Like they had like a 7-foot transvestite sword swallower, like shit like that. Midget Kiss, that's where they came
Midget
from.
Kiss,
yeah,
okay.
They were on it.
Selling arenas.
And you would do 15 minutes in front of them, and you know, it was rough because they'd been drinking for like 2 hours.
And then everybody was there to see Midget Kiss.
And then they thought, hey, here's your stand-up. You know, people are booing you for no reason. But, you know, it
came a long way, man.
Yeah.
Come a long way from Ren Forest Cafe. Was that in Florida?
Yeah. Me and Carl used to work together.
You and Carl Remy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Another comedy buddy who was in Hunks of Meat.
Yeah, he was in Hunks of Meat.
The Hunks of Meat. The Hunks of Meat alum.
The whole premise of the Hunks of Meat was, like, each of the comedians, me and him and Carl, represented a hunk of meat. So I was like the Cuban lechon, like the pork.
He was so dumb. Dumbest fucking. The guy thought he was so bro. I mean, yeah. we're gonna be redundant with it. I forgot what I was like Italian.
Yeah, you were like hot Italian beef.
Or no, German. He put me as German sausage, which was fine with me too because I'm both.
Right.
You're German and Italian.
I am Italian and German sausage.
just
I'm spicy and sweet.
Did you guys have unique salad names once you changed the?
No, we dropped the
stick altogether.
I was like a nice. He's like a caprese.
He's, yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
Fucking
caprese.
I thought it was
caprese.
Caprese.
Get a run.
Caprese.
Mozzarella, right? That's it. Basically just drop the rest of the whatever it is for Italian. Capicola.
Mozzarella? Is that what?
Mutz.
The mutz.
Mutz.
God, mutz does not sound appetizing. Mutz.
Mutz. Like I'll have some mutz on the top mutz. Of that. Yeah. I don't know. That sounds good.
What kind of things did you grow up with? Like
all Italian food. I was raised by my mom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Italian side. So did you have the fish, all fish Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, seven fishes.
Oh, what a jip. Because I hate fish.
Well, it ain't a fucker. It's a jip for you, not for me.
You love it?
Oh, fuck yeah.
What were the top fish dishes in?
Well, traditionally they would have like eel and bacala, which is salted cod. But, you know, you don't have to salt cod anymore.
You don't.
But we would have, galamad, which is calamari.
I love that.
We have scallops, shrimp, clams, mussels.
Holy
For Christmas?
Lobsters.
Yeah, that's the biggest Sicilian. I have a Sicilian friend. And they make sure to have none of the seafood.
And it's an Italian thing?
Yeah.
I'll show you. I got pictures in my phone, man.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'll show you all the food.
We can do pictures on the podcast. That's fine.
Yeah, well, I'll show you.
Yeah, no. I've had eel before, but that's about it.
Well, my grandmother, when they were growing up, like, the real, like, off the boat, you know, they used to have the eel swimming in the fucking bathtub.
Okay.
And then my grandmother told me that. And my mom had to go through that shit when she was little, where they would actually take the eel out and just
make sure it's fresh. Yeah. You know?
That's why you don't fuck with Sicilians, Eric.
Right.
That's some real immigrant shit.
They'll chop the head off the eel they got in the bathtub. Like.
That's some real immigrant shit. But we would have like a seven-course meal. We'd do the fish salad. I'll pull it up for you. Which is usually like, it would be shrimp, scallops, galamad, and then the next course would be...
That's like a cold fish salad?
Yeah.
Like it's equivalent to...
yeah, it's like a regular...
Ceviche or something?
Yeah. It would be, like it's fresh. A cold fish salad with like, you know, an Italian dressing on it. It's really good. And then
vinaigrette.
Then the next course would be, we would have, he'd bring out the clams, you know. We'd have them in white and we'd have them in red. Right?
Yeah.
And then we bring out, like, we'd have a, we have three pasta dishes. We have the white clam sauce. We have a red clam sauce. But then we have a puttanesca sauce, which is, it's like sardines. And then, but you don't taste them. They melt into the sauce.
Okay, yeah, you're losing me. You're losing me with the sardines.
No, that's the base of the sauce.
It's sardines and capers, and you don't even taste it. It's so good.
No,
and then we have the eggplant, which isn't fish, but, you know, they just throw that in there. And then we have the desserts, the Italian cookies.
Oh, forget about it.
And my uncle, every other Christmas, they do the lagostinos, which are little lobster tails, but in like a butter garlic sauce.
No, I feel like overall across the board, Italians want food. Like they just that's it.
That's
you
your
know?
Favorite.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. I pulled it up.
All right. Yeah, sandwiches. You start with sandwiches.
There's the shrimp.
Pizza.
There's the food. The salad. Right?
Oh, that looks fantastic.
I know you guys can't see this on the podcast.
We'd have
the white clams. It's in butter and garlic and oregano.
Man.
Those are the red
Can I have Christmas dinner at your place?
And then that, you know, it's just the sauce. That's my uncle cooking. That's my mom.
That's the tree. Man. There's the tree.
And this is the mussels. I forgot about the mussels.
Holy shit. That is like a tub of mussels.
It's an industrial-sized...
And, there's the fresh bread. They make it homemade. That's my aunt Carolyn makes it. That's my niece. And there's the eggplant stacks.
Okay.
Which there's...
The mutz
on top, but it's got the ragotta in the middle. It's fucking phenomenal.
Two cheeses.
There's the clam sauce, the pasta, and then those are the cookies that we get. My uncle brings them in from New York.
No fish in those, I'm hoping.
No. And then there's my niece sleeping again.
So it's a traditional...
Every year you have...
Every Christmas Eve.
Oh,
but if you come over my house, like, when my stepfather was alive, he was nubbly Don. He would just cook for everybody, man.
Would you say nubbly Don?
He was from Naples.
Oh, okay.
But my mother's Sicilian, but she would make this dish that's a family dish. It's called spuzzatella. and it's a chicken splits it out.
Okay.
And it's like, and by the way, all this shit, a lot of this stuff that Italians eat is immigrant food. Mm-hmm. You know, it was
pasta fagioli. That's one of the best.
You guys are losing me with this.
You know about that?
And there's pasta with lenticchia, which is the beans.
Okay.
But
the cannellini beans. Fucking Italians, they use beans. I love it. But, you know, beans with the stuff.
Yeah, the one thing we got down is cooking.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But the chicken splits it out is my favorite dish, and it's so simple. It's just chicken that and you put a broth on it, and it's green olives, garlic, onions, salt and pepper, and you know.
So real easy, simple, real basic.
Yeah. See, a lot of Italian food chicken. Though that people look at, like, you know, they think
calzone and that's it.
Well, they all think it's great, but there's some food that is fucking nasty. Like, they have a thing called the gabbazzello, which is a fucking head. It's like a fucking lamb head that they bring to the table, and goddamn babies are crying. It's fucking their tongues out.
It's and like,
this one's awful.
No, dude, in the old school Guineas, like, they'll fight over the eyeballs, and they're chewing on the gums.
It
and
fucking well, good luck.
It's nasty. Then they have tripe, which is like a stomach lining.
Oh, God.
And when that shit cooking, it smells like piss.
Oh.
Are you right? Sure, all the uric acid.
Dude, it stinks. And my stepfather swears by it. Then we have safrit, which is pretty much, it's pig intestines. But okay. It's like chitlins.
Mm.
You know?
Fry it up there.
Yeah, they crunchy. Cook it with the garlic and olive oil. Everything's garlic and olive oil.
When in doubt, just garlic.
Hey, that's how that's any Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was brought. All the men in my family cook, man.
So you that's cook? Good.
Oh yeah.
You cook for your lady?
All the time. I'm always making dinner. I make a good clam sauce.
What's the secret behind a clam sauce?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
But I don't use whole clams. I usually make the snow clams, which are in the can. I mean, you could throw real clams in there, too. I make it that way. But for some reason, I like the snow clams. My uncle makes fun of me because I use snow clams, not the real clams. But, you know.
Right, yeah.
That's the American.
Of course he's going to make fun of you, you know. You gotta use the real thing. You know, that canned shit's no good.
He's always part American. You know, you got time. You don't have time for
yeah.
it.
Well, you know, I like fucking McDonald's, you know.
I'm through and through. You actually admit to liking McDonald's.
Oh, I love McDonald's.
Subway, you gotta be the only one.
I love Subway. McDonald's, here's the thing with McDonald's. It's its own thing.
Right, it is at this point like its own entity. Like,
right, like, you know, if people like, you know, it's not a, it's just McDonald's. I don't know what the fuck's in it, but it's amazing.
Right.
Burger King, the
special sauce,
King.
Just fucking bring it on.
Let me tell you, when I was in Montreal, we were hanging out in 2010, and I did not eat well in Montreal for some reason. They're snooty, 1 ounce of meat in their sandwiches, like they just, no American portions. The best meal I had, and I swear I'm gonna get shit for it, was at fucking McDonald's. I was so happy to have their breakfast.
McDonald's breakfast
I ate, like,
is above
egg
par.
McMuffins.
Well, they got the egg white McMuffin, which is pretty strong.
They have an egg white McMuffin now? I can't even tell.
It's so hard to eat healthy on the road.
Oh, yeah. You eat at gas stations a lot. There's never...
Yeah, like, you know, especially if you're, like, in those places, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's tough,
I'll
man.
Tell you, L.A. has got, like, they have great sushi out there, great Mexican food.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
And you hit them all food trucks too?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I love food trucks.
There's this new thing with these gourmet food trucks.
There is, yeah, it's fantastic.
But I'll take a dirty dog any day.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have to be. I'll, you know,
a New York City soubrette.
I'm
you know what I mean? In that dirty water and shit.
I'm pro street meat for sure. Any
take
food
shots,
truck?
Follow a fucking shot after that dirty water with the hot dog bag.
Yeah.
Hot dog juice bag.
The juice bag I need to have. Yeah, that's awful.
Well, Brett Ernst, thanks for stopping.
That's all you guys want to talk about? That's it?
Oh, well, I could do. I feel like we could do this for 20 minutes, but I'm up next.
Well, go ahead. I'll talk to him.
All right, talk to Eric for a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Ask
you got
questions.
Time.
I got.
Are you doing the same set or are you doing something different?
I might switch it up. I'm going to switch it up. You inspired me to switch up a whole set. But...
Yeah, I'm doing all my airplane jokes.
Airplane jokes? I like your all your restaurant shit. I mean, that's like a one-man show, basically. All the stuff that you could do.
Dude, you know, working in restaurants scarred me.
Right? No, I just recently got done washing dishes. I got a nice little cake office job, but I was washing dishes at a university for a while. That was awful. I'd rather be in the back of the house than the front of the house.
I was a dishwasher and a short order cook at Hooters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that sucked ass. I worked at a diner.
I've worked at a couple of pizza places. Pizza's not bad.
No.
That's a good
it's
first
manageable,
job.
Yeah.
Dude, I worked at Skyline Chili. You ever eat that shit?
No.
Oh, yes. Wow, bro. That'll kill you. Oh, but it's like one of those things that It's like dating a stripper. Like, you know, you know, it's a lot of fun while you're doing it, yeah, but when you're eating it, but no, you know at the end it's going to be fucking hell to pay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
20 minutes later.
You might catch something.
Hepatitis.
It's like Indian food. Indian food's the worst.
Okay. You don't like Indian?
I love the taste of it, but it's like it's just instant diarrhea. It's just it comes goes straight through you.
I like the tandoori chicken.
Keep
is good.
That fact off Facebook.
You better introduce him. We're doing a podcast. So.
Yeah, that's the voice in the back is Phil Palisol.
Phil Palisol's here.
The indelible.
We're in the green room.
Illustrious.
Indelible. So we're all like anybody like can stop by.
Phil, what's your favorite food, buddy?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I would. I consider that my world food. I would feed it to the world morning, noon, and night. Forget about this. This is.
What are you, a pilgrim?
What are you?
Nutrition. Forget about this. Is I could. You could wake me up, or take me away from my most favorite thing and give me the pumpkin pie, and I would trade.
All right, really quick. Here's a good question. I don't mean to hijack it, but we do this all the time.
Yeah.
Last meal, you're going to the chair, and don't do the, well, I don't even know if I'd eat.
Well,
you're hungry, you know it's going to be your last meal. What do you got?
Philly cheesesteak with steak fries.
Anything else?
Lasagna.
No, I'm saying you can eat, funny, you got
okay.
A whole bunch
it's of your, they'll make
chicken
it
fingers, a Cuban sandwich, a pan con lechon.
I was going to say, you're like a 12-year-old.
How much food
fruity pebbles, chicken fingers, macaroni and cheese. Skittles.
Dude, I was on a death row diet for a while, dude. When you're depressed,
the death row diet.
That's what I call it. I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck would I eat if I die today?
Cuban sandwiches are fucking awesome, man.
Cubans are great.
Pickle in it and
pickle, mustard,
yeah,
ham, Swiss cheese, roasted pork, pressed.
Did you ever do the comedy when we were in South Beach? Did you do the Comedy Zone when it first
opened?
Yeah,
it was there.
What was it? There was like a little shitty stand where you get the Cuban coffee and those Cuban sandwiches. They were unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. That was at Puerto Saguan, 7th and Washington.
Oh, my God.
I think that's
bro.
What you're talking about.
What's your dessert?
My dessert? Oh, man.
I didn't even think of dessert.
We know he's pumpkin pie.
Oh, man. Pumpkin pie, by the way, means love, Phil. I agree with you.
You can't be angry and eat it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's a physical impossibility.
All right, Phil, because you're walking.
Phil,
your last meal, what do you got besides pumpkin pie?
Some sort of pasta would be good. Some, you know, spaghetti meatballs. That's a favorite of all time.
Oh, stuffed shells.
Something like that. A banana split.
That's strong.
I mean, you think it's something that I'm never going to have again.
Now, let me ask you this. Banana split. I only like mine vanilla with fudge and a banana. But you do the all three. I don't know. I don't like the Neapolitan.
I'm a pro Neapolitan. You know, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
And even the fruit topping on it?
Oh, yeah,
I would
sure.
do that if it weren't that compote kind of stuff. If I were to make it to myself and have just really sharp, fresh lemons or strawberries, really sharp. And then a nice butterscotch, but that glue that they put on it that turns hard.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Anything that any ice cream topping that turns hard.
It's suspect.
Horse
but having said that, I think I'd get. It's the last one. I'm going to, give me the.
Banana split strong.
Give me the everything. Yeah. It better be some freshly cut strawberries. This is my last goddamn meal.
No, fucker, don't you know what's going to happen to me in 15 minutes?
Right, yeah.
You can't, you're not organic?
Yeah, come
Jesus,
on now.
Jesus, what are you, pricks around here?
Yeah, I would go, I like barbecue ribs. Mm-hmm. I do the chicken splits it out. Maybe a white clam sauce. Pizza from L&B's in Brooklyn, the Sicilian Squares.
Oh.
Then I go apple pie and ice cream. And I do the banana split too, man. A banana split's a strong way to go out.
It is. It's pretty solid.
Because you're splitting.
And I might do it. And I might do a spread hot dog.
Be like a banana and split.
I
would go, you know what I would do? I'd just surf and turf, I'd rack up their bill, you know, I'd get the most expensive. I want
Kobe
the meal.
From Japan.
Yeah, you know, I'm going out with some glass. Yeah.
You paid for this.
Yeah.
$265.
You're killing me, that's right.
I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to be hurt. You're going to remember me when that credit card bill shows up. We're like, what did we have to? We had to off him. Why didn't we go with the guy that just wanted spaghetti?
It would have been cheaper to keep him alive.
Yeah, that's my defense. That's my last defense. Maybe it'll work. You know, maybe they'll just Stick me back in the slammer, give me PB&Js for the rest of my life.
Maybe, I think you could be onto something. You could be, I mean, if your last meal were an all-you-can-eat meal, it can't really kill you.
The all-you-can-eat
meal. You're
not done
yet.
Yeah.
You just keep, listen.
Every time you're about to just, like,
well, unless it's sushi, then you have 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you got to finish everything on your plate.
Yeah. You decide all-you-can-eat. That's all.
That's
so for a comedian who said he would, if you get an electric chair, to eat, like, popcorn kernels.
No, there is. You're right. Yeah, you're right. And it's a good bit when he does it. I'm trying to think of who it is.
That's somebody, right?
Yeah. He's gonna put on
Jim
a show. He's gonna put on a show.
Yeah, as soon as you know the lightning hits, popcorn's gonna pop.
It's a fucking Jiffy Pop.
Yeah.
There was never enough. Did you ever eat that Jiffy Pop? It was never enough in the little fucking pop.
And the thing, I never
yeah,
only had like
cool.
the little thing
that's
like once or twice.
Pun intended. Yeah.
Man, they don't do this out.
You know, I heard
they
microwave
think still
popcorn
do.
Is so bad for you. Like, I heard it's like got so many chemicals in it. But I prefer just to do the oil and like make it.
In the, yeah. That way,
oh,
I do that. That way you can season it your own way.
That ranch powder
that's
just phenomenal. Ranch.
That's the stuff that makes it so bad. That powder stuff and all that flavoring that you're sprinkling on there, that's the stuff that makes it like my
okay, maybe it's
and that's why, you know, just popcorn and oil, that's
right.
nothing more than just popcorn
yeah.
and oil, you know,
and then
crazy.
2 gallons of just liquid
and it
butter.
Smells
it's just
something about movie theater popcorn, though.
No, I love it. Sometimes, you know, you go to the movie theater, you ever go to the theater just to get popcorn? That's
and then you eat it, and I eat it within
you
the first 5 minutes.
And just mad. And you're just cursing the sky.
You're like, oh, and I'm nauseous.
You're nauseous. There's only a particular popcorn butter nauseousness that does not happen anywhere else.
And if you ever throw Sour Patch Kids in there, and the popcorn,
in your popcorn?
And the butter, try it.
I'm going to. That sounds revolutionizing.
And thank me later.
Yeah, you're revolutionizing the popcorn. Why don't they market that? You should. You need to pitch that to...
Gummy corn?
Oh,
gummy
no,
corn.
I'm telling you, it's fucking strong.
I would figure, like, it would melt the bear's heads down a little bit.
Buddy, there's something about the shitty fucking mop water-looking butter. That's what kills you. That whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Imitation butter-themed butter.
I worked in a movie theater, and we didn't even know what it was.
Right, no, because, like...
It's clumpy and hard.
Melted butter should eventually, once the temperature... cools, it should go back to a solid state, but that
pump, they have that Jergens fucking moisturizer.
It's
pump
not like it's,
you put in there.
Yeah, and
it's like what?
There's no warming element on the bottom keeping everything fresh.
Guess keep going. I'll
be
right back at 10.
All right, he's gonna be back.
Yeah, 10-ish.
I don't know.
There, man. It's a good crowd. Bring out a good crowd, right? All right.
Now, knock him dead, Adrian.
Yeah.
It's just me and you now.
It's just me and you now. We're just sitting in here. What did you eat there? What did you...
I had the scallops with the risotto.
Oh, you're really big into the seafood. You really like the seafood.
And I had a lobster bisque.
Okay, that sounds delightful.
It's about 58 grams of fat between the risotto and the...
I don't keep... I have a fast metabolism. I don't keep track of numbers, everybody. Everybody's always bringing math into food. I don't get it.
You stay thin, huh?
Yeah, I stay. I can pretty much eat anything I want to.
How old are you?
26.
Yeah, once you hit your 30s, it slows down.
Yeah, I can feel it coming, you know. It's coming. I played some, you know, I had some physical activity today, and
that's
after,
the
like,
thing with skinny guys, like that don't work out in their 20s, and they're not. And then once their metabolism slows down, they become that skinny fat guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard Rob Kelly's bit on that, but he does a bit about a skinny fat guy. It's like a fat skeleton or something.
Okay. Yeah. I can kind of see.
It's such
it.
A funny joke. But,
yeah. Like. I can kind of see it, like, one day I'm going to have, like, a gut, like, I'll have a wicked profile. I might be, like, Alfred, like, a skinny Alfred Hitchcock.
How are they, man? Good?
I hate them.
Really?
I hate them.
They're chatty?
No, not chatty at all. They're just confused. They're tired.
They're lost. It's Greenwood Village.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah, this local start, they were kind of like, what? I'm like, I'm fucking started, people. This is how it goes. So, but then they got going. And they were fine, and then they're very... Each joke is a... They'll judge joke by joke.
Oh,
at least
they're like that, where they'll be like, ah, and they'll be like, oh, I didn't like that one.
No,
like that one. Nice try.
But yeah, it's fucking total quiet. I'm like, all
right. That's funny. This is Big Alejandro. We're doing a podcast for...
Oh.
We're talking about food here. So we've had people just come
Puerto
in.
Puerto Rican, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, arroz con pollo. Is that what it is?
Yeah, chicken and rice.
That shit's dope.
That's right. I never liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
My roommate used to bring that shit. His mom used to make it for us. Goddamn, man. A whole big ass tray.
Yeah.
Like in those big ass grocery store
okay.
tins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The big the big silver things.
She would put sometimes have sausage in it or something. She'd put meat, different meat. Pork, there was always a little piece of pork in there.
Yes, always little pieces of pork. I didn't get a lot of the culture, though. Like, my dad was the Puerto Rican. He left when I was five. So I was Americanized right away. I was mac and cheese and all the
mac and cheese,
shit.
Yeah. And my... Like, I don't know, my mom was beef stroganoff every Thursday, you know? She had, like, a set schedule, like, every day. Monday, we had, like, fucking spaghetti. Tuesday was, we
always
went out.
Thing.
Yeah, it was, like, essentially the same thing, and I hated beef stroganoff night,
yeah.
honestly.
Beef stroganoff, liver Thursday is the fucking worst one.
Yeah.
What nationality was your mom?
She's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Part Italian, so, yeah, she made Italian food. But, yeah, we would go with my grandmother's on my dad's side, and she would cook up all the stuff that you just mentioned. And I hated it.
What's the banana? The plantains or plantains?
Yeah, it's
the
bananas. Fried
bananas. Those are great too.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Cuban food too. They have this. No, Peruvian. They have this lime steak that they do.
Oh, like a lime.
Yes, it's really.
That sounds good. Like a mesquite,
it's really
maybe.
Good, yeah. My buddy's, my little brother's friend's mom used to make that, and that was strong.
I think the only Cuban food I've ever had, Cuban coffee, Adrian took me for Cuban coffee. He's Cuban. He'd probably, if he was here, he'd probably be able to talk about the Cuban food all day.
Yeah. I bet you they do fried bananas as well. Cuban bananas.
Yeah, I could see that.
My mom tried to, my grandmother, that was one thing that I really liked my grandmother made, was the fried bananas, and it's actually plantain, not bananas. But my mom tried to duplicate it. She went
fuck
to like, yeah, every week it was something different too. Like, she didn't know it was plantains for the longest time. She thought it was just bananas, and that doesn't work. So one day they'd be rock hard, and she'd be like, you'd hammer a nail with them. And then the next week it'd be just fucking mush. So it took her like six iterations
she
to
didn't,
get it right.
She didn't quit though. That's
no,
good. That's good. She's like, we're gonna get this down.
This.
You're gonna eat this whether you like it or not. That's pretty good. What would you do? We did last meals. They were on death row, you had a last meal. What would you do?
Oh, I would do a filet mignon from Del Fresco's.
Filet mignon?
Yeah, from Del Fresco's. It's got to be from Del Fresco's.
It's got to be. You're gonna send them on a search. You're gonna be like, all right, I want this specifically. If you don't get this specifically,
they do it the best.
Yeah.
Del Fresco's here does it the best, and they have a chain.
Nice.
That would be mine.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Steak.
Send them on a scavenger hunt.
Or I guess lasagna.
See, everybody's been going with pasta. Then we're like, I feel like pasta's the easy way out, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just
lasagna. You make them work a little bit.
There you go. Yeah, like a good 12 layer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta get the ricotta.
I'm not a big fan of the meat sauce, though.
No?
No. I like
depends on the meatballs.
I like
a good
I like the meatballs when they cook it in there.
Yeah.
And they serve them separate.
Same yeah,
the sausage,
I like that too.
Pork,
yeah.
Pork bones are good too.
Yeah, like I won't go like if at Subway, I won't get like the meatball sub because I don't like it. I don't like how when meatballs are soaked in the sauce.
Or you don't just like fucking Subway meatballs.
Yeah, that's true too. That's also pretty awful.
Maybe that could be it.
Yeah, but like always, you know, like a good solid, you know, the sauce on the side. That's how meatballs should always be served. I feel.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nicely done. Dude, I'm gonna plug my podcast if they're listening.
Okay, yeah, no, plug anything. Anything you wanna plug? Yeah, we could like I guess wrap this up. Adrian's on stage.
It's on the if you go to the networkstudios.com or actually go to BrettErnst.com, BRETERNST.com. That's Brett with one T. You can subscribe to my podcast. It's on iTunes as well. And all my calendar and all my shit's on there, so...
Perfect.
If you care, give a fuck.
Do you got anything, like, big coming up that you want to specifically...
No, not yet,
just
man. Just
the website.
Just right now, the podcast. I mean, I'm, you know, got some things in the work, but nothing I could talk about because I don't want
right,
to jinx
right,
it.
Right. Wonderful. Well, thanks so much.
No, thank you, brother.
For doing it. I'm sure, you know, Adriana sends his thanks from the stage and whatnot, but yeah.
He's bombing right now. He sucks.
He's doing awful.
He's so terrible,
awful job.
Man. He fucking... I think
following him.
You know, I figured after all these years he would have gotten better, but he's doing the same joke. Like, I can't believe he did a fucking Bill Clinton joke.
Oh, shoot.
It's like, come on, dude. Write new material.
It's two presidents ago.
Yeah. Three, actually, right?
Three?
Right. No. Yeah, two.
Might as well. Two.
Four.
It's 12
four,
years ago. 16 years
four,
ago.
Yeah, four administrations.
Four administrations. You need some new jokes, Adrian. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.